everyone, welcome in this EP radio show. What do you know about this? Have you seen matches? So, who are the winners of this World Cup? First, Kylian and Aileen will present the winner team of this tournament.
The match was so difficult to watch. At last, South Africa won the final.
Thank you very much, Kylian and Aileen.
This year, it was the first time that South Africa won this competition. But I have a question. Who are the best player of Rugby World Cup? Valentin, can you tell me us more?
Yes, of course, Aileen. First, let's talk about the best player of South Africa, Eben Elzebeth. Elias, what about him?
Yes, what about him?
Elzebeth is an incredible player. He is a giant. He's 2m3 tall and his tall is a big advantage. He's the second best player of the world. But who is better than him?
Ardi Savea is the best player of this World Cup. He's from New Zealand and he weighs 95 kilos. An incredible player. But the ranking is unfinished. Who's the third? Valentin?
Yes, who is he?
I was thinking about it. So just Aiton, the third world player, is Bunde Aki.
And who is he?
Bunde Aki is an Irish player who at the beginning come from New Zealand. He plays in the centre and he weighs 102 kilos.
Oh, okay, I see now. But I remember that Antoine Dupont was the number one of 2021.
Oh, and is it right?
Yes, that's right.
This is a great moment to interview one of the best players in this World Cup. I mean, Antoine Dupont.
Hello.
So, Antoine Dupont, what the hell happened?
You know, we really tried all our best, but unfortunately, we failed.
But why? How is it possible? You are the best team in this tournament.
The match against South Africa was very difficult. Because the opponent was stronger and faster than us, like Colby.
And how do you feel now?
Let me see. We are really disappointed for the team. But not because of the team, but because of the referees.
Well, so what about them?
Do you really want to know our opinion?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so in fact, the referees were the best player of South Africa's team.
I can't understand. Can you explain more?
Yes. So, they judged like Italians and they cheated like Italians.
You don't like Italians, do you?
No. Look, we love their food and we like their operas. But I really hate the Italian players because they simulate all the time.
Thank you, Antoine. So, I suppose this is a time to speak about referees.
Have you watched the last quarterfinal match of the French team during the World Cup?
Yes, I've watched it.
So, what do you think about it?
I think that the referees weren't good enough, because they weren't fair and loyal. And you, Pierre-Jean, what do you think about it? Did you love watching this match?
Yes. As Antoine Dupont said just before, I'm very disappointed about this match. We failed, not because we weren't good enough, but because the referee didn't make his job. But I'm still proud of our French team. As for you, Ashley, what is a good referee?
For me, a good referee is someone who doesn't have any preferences and who is loyal in the match for both teams. What do you think about all of this? Do you agree with the best player that had been chosen by Valentin's group? Laura, what about you?
Yes, I think New Zealand is a very strong and demanding team. They showed us great performances and a good teamwork. So my classmates are right, it's the best choice, isn't it?
Yes, I agree. They were worthy of the cup. So I think that Ashley's group that talked about the referee was right about what happened. They were cheating, obviously.
Yeah, I agree. The referee gave penalties when there weren't any reasons, and even if a fault was committed by the African team, he wasn't reacting at all.
The podcast is unfortunately over. Thank you for listening to us. We hope this interested you. See you soon.